Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This summer marks the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Meanwhile, PBS presents Chasing the Moon, a new six-hour documentary from American Experience that covers the space race from its earliest beginnings to the historic first lunar landing in 1969 and beyond. The series premieres over three nights, July 8th through the 10th, and you can see it on SDPB TV. Robert Stone is Chasing the Moon's writer, director, and producer, and he's joining us by phone this morning from Rhinebeck, New York. Robert, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
This seems, creating this documentary for American Experience seems like an epic journey of its own, because you're reimagining something that's almost mythic in scope at this point. How do you approach the topic now, 50 years later?
Well, this film has been a real labor of love for me. It took 5 years to make from beginning to end. It's, as you said, it's 6 hours in length. And I wanted to do something different than had been done before on this subject, and to really look at the entire sweep of history about why we went to the moon, how this whole idea developed, how it grew out of ideas of science fiction, and then the Cold War rivalry with the Soviet Union sort of spurred the United States to invest billions of dollars as a grand sort of aspirational national effort to put a man on the moon, how that could have gone in a million different directions. It almost fell apart in many ways and at many points along the way. And how we ultimately triumphed, and really looking at this this event or this adventure over which took place over 25 years, really, and looking at it and how it affected us here on Earth. We include the astronaut experience, but our primary focus is this seeing this as an Earthbound experience and what it was like to live in a time when we were leaving the Earth for the first time, setting foot on an alien world and doing something that's really for the first time, really seeding life into the universe, life leaving the Earth, and what that was like. So that was, that's, I think, something that distinguishes this film from a lot of the other things that have been done before on this.
This is not lost on the people who are living through it, the people who are trying to accomplish, the next great leap. Tell me a little bit about some of the words that you heard people using to sort of describe what was being accomplished. How did we put it into perspective for ourselves back then?
Well, we spent a lot of time looking at how the news media at the time covered the space program. The news media was critical in building public support and sustaining public support for this effort. To put a man on the moon, which, lasted for 8 years through multiple administrations. And one of the key figures who emerges in that story is Walter Cronkite, who was the anchor, news anchor for CBS News at the time, who was completely taken with the space program and was really sort of a national cheerleader and rallying public support for this project from beginning to end. And the role that the news media played in really bringing this story home to us was critical. If it hadn't been at this global televised event, it would have been a completely different thing that wouldn't have resonated. We wouldn't be celebrating it so much 50 years later. I think part of what we're celebrating is this global communal event that was televised around the world in July 20th, 1969.
And in so many ways, there's no equivalent to Walter Cronkite today. I mean, you could make an argument that there is, but he spoke and people listened in a way that has, been diluted in today's day and age.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things I think that's caught people's interest with the 50th anniversary is that it was this great shared event. We don't have too many shared events anymore. We're all watching our, Netflix shows and, getting our news from multiple different sources. And, this is something that not only brought the nation together, but it brought all of humanity together for one brief moment in a way that's never happened before and has never happened since. But I think there's a real hunger and a yearning to feel that way again, you know, particularly in this moment where we feel so divided and polarized from one another.
And a positive moment. It seems like all the defining moments after that are things that people remember where they were when this tragedy or that devastation struck. This is a moment that people remember for the, you know, the awe-inspiring nature of it.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I mean, I think, you know, this hunger for us to be part of something bigger than ourselves has, you know, throughout most of human history been found in warfare, really. You know, this is one of the only occasions where, you know, national resources and a national commitment on a warlike footing was directed towards something positive. And it created this sort of infectious optimism that we could overcome any problem and come together and build a brighter future. And I think that level of optimism that we sort of associate with the 60s permeated parts of the American public, even those who were against this PACE program, who thought it was a waste of money, still felt that tomorrow would be better than today. And, you know, if you were a civil rights activist or environmental activist or a women's rights activist, you know, you believed that a better tomorrow was coming. And the space program really symbolized that. Mm. I think that's another thing I think we've lost, that it's, Apollo has a lot to teach us about the value of grand, you know, aspirational national goals.
So say more about, though, what time that we were living in, as you mentioned, you know, civil rights and other things. This is a turbulent time in so many different ways as we march through 50th anniversary for a whole lot of things that are complicated and devastating and difficult to remember. We kind of needed this, you know, in a lot of ways. People, like you said, had a hunger. Tell us a little context for just how tumultuous those times were.
Sure. I mean, I think that's something we really wanted to focus on the film, rather than looking at the race to the moon or the moon landing in isolation, the way you might, you know, climbing Mount Everest or something like that, is to really look at the whole context in which this took place. Because, you know, it's easy to look back and think, oh, we were great then, you know, we could do great things. We can't do great things anymore because we're too divided. Well, we were as divided, if not more so, in the late 1960s than we are now. And yet we were able to pull this off. So I think there's a hopeful message in that. You had the war in Vietnam, the struggle for civil rights, the political assassinations, you name it. The country was at war with itself. And yet in the midst of this, there was this extraordinary thing taking place that brought everybody together momentarily to take a deep breath and go, you know, there is some common humanity here. Mm-hmm. And it was a magical moment, that, and not just in the United States, but all over the world. There was a sense of we the human race did this.
We still talk about a moonshot in various contexts today, and one of the ones that comes to mind, we just really have about a minute left, so sorry to give you a short period of time to answer a broad question, but I'm reminded of when Joe Biden was vice president and we had this cancer moonshot, and, you know, cancer doctors and physicians and healthcare systems were getting together saying, you know, we're going to defeat cancer, and this is how we're going to do it, and then he kind of stopped hearing about it. So do you see something today in 2019 that people are, you know, can rally around that would have the same sort of historic import as this?
Well, this again is a crucial part of the story we tell in Chasing the Moon. I think there's this idea that Kennedy just got up there and made a speech, let's go to the moon, Congress appropriates money, and, you know, off they went. And it's so much more complicated than that. And so there's so much follow through and rallying public support and rallying political support that, you know, yes, there's been an effort ever since, you know, the war on cancer, the war on poverty, the war on drugs, the war on terror. These are all efforts to channel some sort of great national ambition towards solving a problem. But most of them have lacked follow through and have lacked the kind of leadership that we had with Apollo. But I think there, there's a hunger for it. I would suggest climate change would be something that we could tackle as a nation and bring us together to solve a pressing problem. But it requires leadership. It requires leadership. And, you know, even in when Kennedy proposed we go to the moon, not only did we not know how to do it, but there wasn't public support for it. It was really a leadership initiative.
So much to learn from the six-hour documentary from American Experience on PBS, July 8th through the 10th on SDPB-TV. Robert Stone, writer, director, producer of Chasing the Moon. Remarkable work, Robert. Thank you so much for bringing it to the world. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.